I ignored the rain at first. The clouds had been threatening rain all day, with the occasional sprinkle here and there. When the patter of rain on the windows started to grow louder, I didn't even give it a second thought. But eventually, as the light beat turned into a sharper staccato on the glass, I noticed. The soft drizzle had grown into a full shower, and I wandered over to the window to take a look. Once at the window, I saw I wasn't the only one having a look. From across the street, I saw the dark curls of my neighbor, and I assumed she was also getting a glimpse of the weather. Then the window opened, and she leaned out. She leaned forward, head and shoulders out onto the fire escape, letting the rain pour down onto her head. I watched for a moment, seeing her enjoy the cool shower, watching the rain dampen her shirt. She let her head hang forward, hair falling forward, cascading around her face as it got wet. She leaned forward even farther, and I was surprised to see the clear curve of her backside, her shapely hips curving round to thighs without interruption. She wasn't wearing anything below the waist, not even panties. My passing curiosity was no longer so mild, and I was unable to look away from the half-naked woman in the window. Behind her, I saw the unmistakable silhouette of a man. He came up, stepping into the light. Framed by the window, I could only see him from his shoulders down to mid-thigh. An arm came forward, a hand came up and around to fondle her breast. A smile spread across her face. I watched as he slid his trousers down, catching a glimpse of his hard cock. He entered her from behind, and she shuddered in pleasure as he slid inside her. The two of them began to move in rhythm, pushing against each other. Her breast swung back and forth, and he gripped her hips fiercely. I looked to the street below, wondering if I was the only person watching this lovely rainy day show. But it appeared no one else would see. People on the street hurried along, darting from one eve to the next, trying and failing to stay out of the rain. No one looked up. Nobody looked through any other windows. I was alone, watching their public exhibition in complete privacy. I doubt they could even see me if they bothered to look my way. They continued their eager coupling, her bent over and out onto the fire escape, him behind, pressing his hips into her. For just a moment he pulled back, and she contorted herself around until she was on her back, head and shoulders out the window, her dark nipples visible through her drenched cotton shirt. The rhythmic rocking started again, and I watched her writhe in pleasure, head lolling from side to side, hands grasping the bars of the fire escape railing. The pounding intensified, and I watched as her breast shook with every thrust. At this point, her rain-wet hair was splayed out, and her thin cotton t-shirt was soaked through. He slowed slightly, nearly stopping as he slowly pushed deeper inside her. As he pressed himself in, her eyes grew wide. I needed more. I slowly opened my window. I didn't want them to see me watching, but I had to listen, to hear with my ears whether their intense fucking was as loud in reality as the noises my imagination was providing. I glanced back down to the street, saw that it was nearly empty. Everyone had found cover from the rain, and the sidewalks were bare. I looked back to the couple across the way. He was still thrusting, pounding against her as he slid his cock in and out. His pace picked up again, and he was working his dick, hands firmly around her hips as he pounded her repeatedly. Any sound they were making was drowned out by the rain. She was fully enraptured by his athletic thrusting, eyes closed, tight fists gripping the metal of the fire escape. She bit her lip and closed her eyes, struggling to maintain control in the face of growing pleasure. Abruptly, the rocking hips and heaving breasts stilled, and I saw the man step back and then crouch down, burying his face between her shapely thighs. From my vantage point across the narrow street, I could only make out the top of his head as he bent to taste and tease her. The writhing, her writhing, grew intense. Her knuckles went white, gripping the fire escape as though her very life depended upon holding on. The top of his head bobbed and shifted while her body shook, lost to waves of torturous pleasure. One hand dropped to his head, gripping a handful of his thick hair and urging him on. Shifting further, she brought one leg out the window, putting her almost entirely onto the small fire escape. Her hips bucked, and she braced her free leg against the brick of the building. She brought her hand up, tugging frantically at her shirt until she had pulled it up and over her breasts. They shook with every motion, and she grasped one, pinching the dark nipple between thumb and forefinger. Her mostly bare body was pelted with rain, but she appeared oblivious to it, panting and gasping as if the world around her had disappeared. I watched, unable to turn away, even for a moment. Her face was a blend of agony and pleasure as she bit her lip to hold back the moans building inside her. Finally, as she rocked and swayed, overcome by pleasure as he licked and probed with his tongue, she opened her mouth and let loose the most intense moan of pleasure I have ever heard. Even with the rain and the street between us, I could hear it clearly. Once her self-control had broken, it was like the flood after a dam burst. Her low moans turned into cries of orgasmic pleasure as she thrashed and convulsed, lost to the intensity of her orgasm. Naked and drenched in rain, the water streaming off her body. Finally, her grip on the fire escape relaxed, and she collapsed, panting and gasping, unable to go on. The man stood, pulling back from the warmth between her legs. His cock stood swollen, and she grasped for it with trembling hands. She gripped his shaft at the base and started stroking it up and down. Bringing herself into a sitting position, she took him into her mouth. Her wet hair swung wildly as she bobbed her head up and down, alternately teasing the head and then taking him deep into her mouth. After what seemed like an eternity of sucking and stroking, she released him and laid back onto the fire escape. Without further encouragement, he exploded, his cum bursting out of him and onto her waiting body. She lay back, eyes closed, letting his sticky semen shower her, just like the rain. Once spent, the man pulled away from the window and out of sight. The woman, however, lay in languid comfort on the small fire escape, exposed to the rain, wet with sweat and cum and pouring rain. Finally, she slowly sat up and began to crawl back in through the window. Just as her dark head was about to disappear into the apartment, she looked up, eyes unmistakably seeking me. Her breath caught, and my heart pounded. She looked my way. We locked eyes, and she smiled.